Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
When he first moved into the house, there was nothing about it that suggested anything unusual had ever happened there, which was part of the reason he felt comfortable committing to it so quickly. It sat just outside Williamsburg on a quieter stretch of road, far enough from the busier areas to feel removed, but not so far that it felt isolated. And the neighborhood itself had the kind of consistency that made it easy to settle into without much adjustment. The house wasn't large, but it didn't need to be. It had two bedrooms, a simple layout, and an unfinished basement that had been partially converted into a separate apartment at some point in the past. That detail had been mentioned almost in passing when he first looked at the property, and at the time, it didn't seem important enough to think much about beyond noting that it added a little extra space. For the first few months, everything felt exactly the way it should have. He settled into a routine without much effort, learning the small, predictable sounds of the house and the way it shifted slightly depending on the time of day. The floors creaked in certain places, the pipes made noise when the temperature changed, and the walls carried just enough sound that it never felt completely silent, even when he was the only one home. Nothing stood out. That was what made the change so easy to overlook at first. The activity didn't begin in a way that forced his attention. Instead, it showed up in small, scattered moments that could be explained without much effort if he chose to look at them that way. A faint sound in the kitchen late at night that could have been the house settling, or a light knock somewhere in the walls that didn't repeat when he stopped to listen for it again. Every now and then, something in the house would seem slightly out of place, but never in a way that made it obvious anything had actually been moved. It was always just enough to notice, but never enough to confirm. He paid attention to it, but he didn't react to it. He had spent enough time around investigations to recognize the difference between something that felt active and something that didn't. And nothing about what he was experiencing suggested anything aggressive or directed. If anything, it felt like the kind of low-level activity people often built into something bigger than it really was. So he let it stay small. That was the easiest way to live with it. And for a while, it worked. The only time it became more noticeable was late at night, when the house settled into a deeper kind of quiet and even minor sounds stood out more than they should. He tended to stay up later than most, which meant he was usually the only one awake when that shift happened, and it was during those hours that he started to notice things that didn't quite line up. He would hear what sounded like movement in the kitchen when he was in the living room, or something in the hallway outside his bedroom that made him pause and listen a little longer than usual. The sounds were never clear enough to identify, and they never continued once he focused on them, which made it easy to dismiss them as something ordinary. If anything had lingered or built into something more obvious, he might have taken it more seriously. But it didn't. It would happen, then stop, leaving just enough doubt to keep it from becoming anything more than a possibility. For a while, that was all it was. Until the night everything shifted. It was the 4th of July weekend, and earlier in the evening, the neighborhood had been louder than usual, with fireworks and people outside long after sunset. By the time things finally settled down, the quiet that followed felt deeper than normal, as though everything had shut down at once. He was sitting outside near the fire pit in his backyard, watching the last of the fire burn down while the remaining heat faded into the cooler air. There wasn't much light left beyond the glow of the embers, but it was enough to make out the edges of the yard and the fence line beyond it. For a while, nothing felt out of place, and then, without any clear reason, his attention shifted. It wasn't triggered by a sound or a sudden movement, and it didn't feel like something he had consciously decided to do. It was more like a quiet awareness that pulled his focus upward, the kind that makes you stop what you're doing without immediately knowing why. When he looked up, he saw it, a shape moving across the yard. It came from the right side of the property and moved steadily across the grass without hesitation, its form darker than the surrounding shadows, but still defined enough that it didn't blend into them completely. It didn't move like someone wandering or searching for something. It moved with direction, as though it already knew exactly where it was going. He stayed where he was, watching it. At first, he tried to place it as something ordinary, thinking it might be one of the neighbors cutting across the yard, but the movement didn't match that explanation. There was no pause, no adjustment, no reaction to anything around it. It simply continued in a straight line from one side of the yard to the other, and then it reached the shed. For a moment, it passed behind it, disappearing from view the way anything would when blocked by something solid. But it didn't come out the other side. He waited longer than he realized he was waiting, watching the space where it should have reappeared, expecting to see it continue on, or at least shift in some way that made sense. Nothing did. At some point during those few seconds, he became aware that the air around him had cooled, not sharply, but enough to feel different from what it had been moments before. It wasn't the kind of drop that made him react immediately, but it was noticeable in a way that added to the feeling that something had changed. He stood up slowly and walked a little closer, stopping short of the shed, but far enough that he could see the ground clearly on both sides. There was no one there, no movement, no sound, nothing to explain what he had just seen or where it had gone. Eventually, he went back inside. He didn't say anything about it that night, not because he thought it was nothing, but because he wasn't ready to decide what it was yet. The next morning, he mentioned it to his neighbor, keeping the description simple and leaving out anything that might make it sound exaggerated. He expected her to offer a reasonable explanation, something ordinary that would make it easier to dismiss. Instead, she paused before answering. It wasn't a long pause, but it was enough to stand out. Then she told him that the people who had lived there before him had described something similar. That was the first moment it felt like more than a one-time event. He asked her if she knew anything else about the house, anything that hadn't been mentioned when he moved in. She hesitated again, then told him there had been a death there several years earlier. A man in the basement. It wasn't presented as something dramatic, just a fact that had been left out of the details, the kind of thing people mention briefly and then move past. He thanked her and went back inside, already thinking about what he had seen the night before and how it fit into what he thought he understood. By that evening, he had already settled on an explanation, a pattern, something replaying, something that didn't know he was there. At the time, that made sense because what he hadn't realized yet was that what he had seen wasn't random, and it wasn't something that had already finished happening. It was something that was still happening. For the rest of that day, he didn't think about it in a way that felt urgent. It stayed in the back of his mind, something he could return to when he had the time to look at it more carefully, but not something that demanded immediate attention. The explanation he had settled on fit well enough that it allowed him to move through the house without changing anything about the way he normally lived in it. That was the part that mattered most to him. If it had felt unpredictable or if it had carried any sense of intent, he would have treated it differently. Instead, it seemed contained, limited to a specific moment that he happened to witness, and that made it easier to place into a category he already understood. He had seen things like that before, or at least things that followed a similar pattern, not interactive, not aware, just something repeating. That night, he stayed up a little later than usual, though he didn't make a point of going outside again. Instead, he kept himself in the living room, where he had a clear view of the hallway and the kitchen, occasionally glancing toward the back door without fully committing to watching it. Nothing happened. The house settled into the same quiet it always did, and the sounds that followed were familiar enough that they didn't stand out in any meaningful way. At some point, he went to bed without giving it much more thought. The next night was the same. So was the one after that. It would have been easy to leave it there, to treat what he had seen as a single moment that didn't repeat, but something about it stayed with him in a way that didn't quite fade. It wasn't fear, and it wasn't curiosity in the usual sense. It was closer to recognition, as though he had seen something that should fit into a pattern but hadn't yet found where it belonged. A few nights later, he went outside again. It wasn't planned. He had been inside most of the evening, moving through the same routine, when he found himself stepping out into the yard without a clear reason to do so. The fire pit wasn't lit this time, and the yard was darker than it had been before, with only a faint amount of light coming from the house behind him. He stood there for a moment, letting his eyes adjust. At first, nothing stood out. Then, slowly, he became aware of movement. It was the same direction. From the right side of the yard, near the edge of the property, moving across the grass in a straight line. He didn't react right away. He watched it the same way he had the first time, letting it cross his field of vision. Without interrupting it, noticing the way it held its shape just enough to be recognizable without becoming fully defined. It didn't hesitate or change pace, and it didn't react to him standing there any more than it had before. It moved exactly the same way, and it went to the same place, the shed. This time he stepped forward a little as it passed behind it, closing the distance just enough that he could see more clearly where it should have come out. He kept his focus on that space, waiting for the movement to continue, already expecting what would happen next. It didn't appear. Just like before, it was there, and then it wasn't. He stayed there longer this time, watching the shed from different angles, shifting his position slightly, as if that might change something about what he saw. Nothing did. The yard remained still, and the space beyond the shed stayed empty, no matter how long he looked at it. When he went back inside, he didn't try to explain it right away. He didn't need to. The explanation he had settled on earlier still worked, but now it carried a different weight to it. It wasn't just a possibility anymore. It was something that had repeated in the same way, with the same movement and the same ending point. That was what made it feel structured. Over the next few nights, he started paying closer attention to the time. He didn't set alarms or sit outside waiting for it, but he made a point of noticing when he went out and how long he stayed. At first, it didn't seem consistent enough to mean anything, but after a few more nights, a pattern began to form. It wasn't exact, but it was close. Late enough that the neighborhood had gone quiet, but not so late that it felt like the middle of the night. A narrow window where everything seemed to settle into a kind of stillness that made even small movements easier to notice. That was when it happened. Not every night, but often enough that he stopped thinking of it as a coincidence. By then, he had already stopped questioning whether he was actually seeing it. The focus shifted to something else, where it was going. The shed was an easy answer at first because that was where it disappeared, but the more he watched it, the less that explanation felt complete. The shed wasn't large, and there wasn't anywhere inside it that would explain something simply vanishing without a trace. It felt more like a point along the way. That thought stayed with him longer than the others. A point along the way suggested there was something beyond it, something he wasn't seeing because of where he was standing. It suggested continuation, even if he couldn't follow it directly. One night, he decided to change his position. Instead of standing near the house, he moved farther out into the yard before anything happened, placing himself closer to the shed so that when the movement began, he would already be near where it ended. He waited longer than he expected to, long enough that he almost convinced himself it wasn't going to happen that night. Then it did, from the same place, with the same movement. He watched it approach, this time from a closer distance, noticing how little it changed even as it came into clearer view. It still didn't react to him. It didn't slow down or adjust its path in any way. It simply continued forward as though he wasn't there at all. When it reached the shed, he didn't look away. He stepped to the side slightly, trying to keep both edges of the structure in view at the same time, adjusting his position in a way that should have allowed him to see it reappear. It passed behind the shed, and again it didn't come out, but this time something felt different. Not in the movement itself and not in the way it disappeared, but in what followed after. There was a sense, subtle but present, that the motion hadn't ended where he was seeing it end. That it had continued. He stood there for a moment, looking past the shed toward the back of the property, where the ground dipped slightly before leveling out again. It wasn't a dramatic change in the landscape, but it was enough that from certain angles, the view of that area was partially obscured. And just beyond that, connected to the house in a way he hadn't really thought about before, was the lower entrance to the basement apartment. He hadn't used that entrance much since moving in. It was easier to access the basement from inside the house, and over time, the outside door had become something he barely noticed. Now, standing there in the dark, it felt more connected to what he was seeing than it had before. The line from the yard to the shed, from the shed to that lower part of the property. It wasn't complete yet, but it was starting to form into something that felt less random and more intentional. For the first time since this had started, he wasn't thinking about whether it was real. He was thinking about where it ended, and whether he had been standing in the wrong place to see it. The next night, he didn't stay near the house or stop halfway across the yard, instead moving farther back so he could see beyond the shed and into the lower part of the property, making sure that if it happened again, he wouldn't lose sight of where the movement actually went. When it appeared, it followed the same path he had already come to expect, entering from the right side of the yard and crossing the grass at a steady pace, showing no hesitation and no awareness of anything around it, as though it were fixed to something that had already happened and could not be changed. He stayed still and let it move. As it passed behind the shed, he kept his position, watching the space beyond it rather than the place where it disappeared. And this time the movement didn't end where it had before. It continued. From where he stood, he could see it carry on into the lower part of the yard, its shape thinning slightly as it moved farther away, but still defined enough to follow as it approached the basement entrance, holding the same direction and the same pace without any pause. When it reached the door, it didn't stop or turn, and it didn't react in any way that suggested it recognized the boundary in front of it. It simply passed through. He remained there for a moment after it was gone, looking at the door as if something else might follow, though nothing did. And the yard gradually settled back into the same quiet it had held before, leaving no indication that anything had just crossed it. When he went inside, the house felt unchanged in every ordinary sense, but the separation he had assumed between what he saw outside and what he experienced inside was no longer there, and the small sounds he had dismissed before now carried a different weight. A shift in the hallway or a faint noise from below no longer felt isolated or easy to explain away, not because they had become louder or more frequent, but because they now seemed to belong to the same pattern he had been watching. He didn't go back out again. There was no reason to. He already understood the path, and once that settled in, it became difficult to ignore the part of it he had not witnessed. The continuation that began after the movement reached the basement and disappeared from view. Some nights, when the house grew quiet in the same way it always had, he would find himself listening without meaning to. Not for something moving across the yard, but for something continuing beneath him. Never clearly enough to identify, but just enough to make the silence feel occupied. And once that thought took hold, it stayed with him in a way that didn't fade, leaving the sense that whatever followed that same path night after night hadn't stopped at all, but had simply moved somewhere inside the house where he could no longer see it.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.